Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pope Francis addressed a crowd of tens of thousands outside Philadelphia's Independence Hall on Saturday, calling for people of all religions to stand up for their freedoms.
Todos los hombres y mujeres de diferentes.
He said all men and women from different religious traditions are able to hold dialogue without arguing. This is given by religious liberty, he said. Francis also said Americans should avoid repeating past mistakes and that people of all faiths should join together to stand up for the respect and dignity of others. Saturday night, the Pope spoke to crowds gathered for the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. A suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The ICC prosecutor said Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi was a zealous member of the armed Islamic extremist group Ansar Deen. The prosecutor said the attacks in 2012 were a direct assault on the population, their history, and the religion. Founded in the 5th century, Timbuktu was an intellectual and spiritual capital. The United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks at the United Nations to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen and make progress toward achieving peace. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave that optimistic assessment following his talks in New York on Saturday with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Zarif said he plans to focus a full implementation on the nuclear agreement with the world powers. This is VOA News. The annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia ended without incident on Saturday, as the death toll from Thursday's stampede there reached 769. Iranians comprised the largest group of the deaths identified so far, and Tehran accused the Saudis of crimes and incompetence and vowed to take legal action in international courts. This followed protests on the streets of Tehran. Zlatan Sahok reports.
Angry protesters marched in Tehran on Friday, shouting slogans against Saudi Arabia over the deaths of 131 Iranians who were among those killed. The deaths of the Iranian pilgrims further sours the already tense relations between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Saudi authorities have blamed the visitors for failing to follow the rules. This Kenyan pilgrim disagrees.
I was there. I survived. But inshallah, we can tell them that they can do more arrangement that, like what they did yesterday.
The situation apparently was more orderly on Friday. The Hajj is an annual pilgrimage retracing steps of the Prophet Muhammad. Every capable Muslim must perform it at least once in a lifetime. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged his country will contribute $2 billion to a new global assistance fund to help poor countries' development. In his address on Saturday to the Sustainable Development Summit at the United Nations, Xi also said that China will establish an international center to facilitate studies and exchanges by countries in relation to development and will propose creating a global energy internet to help meet the global power demand with clean alternatives. Thousands more migrants, many from Syria and Iraq, streamed into Croatia on Saturday. Influx, described by authorities as unprecedented, came a day after Croatia lifted its border blockade with Serbia. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the United Nations Development Summit that his country and other European countries are striving to resolve the crisis in Europe with humanity, solidarity, but also security.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Officials expect the number of migrants arriving in Europe to reach at least 800,000 this year. And more than 2 billion people will have the opportunity early Monday to witness a rare celestial event when a so-called supermoon combines with a total lunar eclipse. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.